Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to be a guest of honour at Mauritius National Day celebrations next month. Mauritius Prime Minister terms it a great privilege for his country. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan asserts new national education policy designed to elevate India to a global level. Three-day Pusa Krishi Vigyan Mela begins in New Delhi, showcasing latest seed varieties and technologies in agriculture sector. Indian and Pakistani armies agree to honour 2021 ceasefire agreement to maintain peace along borders in Jammu and Kashmir. In the US, Donald Trump administration fires top US general and Navy chief in major shakeup in military leadership. In athletics, Kulveer Singh scripts history by making Asian record in men's 5,000-meter indoor race at BU Terrier DMR Challenge in Boston, qualifies for World Championship 2025. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be the guest of honour at Mauritius' 57th National Day celebrations next month. Making the announcement in Parliament, Mauritius Prime Minister Naveen Ramgoolam termed it a great privilege for Mauritius to host such a distinguished figure. Highlighting the honour of hosting Prime Minister Modi, Mauritius Prime Minister stressed the strong and enduring relationship between the two countries.
Following my invitation, His Excellency Sri Narendra Modi, the Prime Minister of India, has kindly agreed to be the guest of honour for our National Day celebrations. It is indeed a privilege for our country to host such a distinguished personality who is doing us this honour. In spite of his very tight schedule and in spite of his recent visits to Paris and the United States, he has agreed to be here as our special guest.
Mauritius commemorates its National Day on the 12th of March each year, marking the anniversary of its independence from British rule in 1968. President Draupadi Murmu attended Mauritius National Day celebrations last year as the chief guest. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah is chairing the 27th meeting of the Western Zonal Council of the Ministry of Home Affairs at Pune in Maharashtra today. The conference is being attended by chief ministers, administrators, senior ministers and senior administrative officers of the states of Maharashtra, Gujarat and Goa, as well as the union territories of Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu. During his visit to Pune, Mr. Shah will also attend the closing ceremony of the Platinum Jubilee year of Janata Sahakari Bank. He will distribute acceptance letters to beneficiaries of the second phase of Pradhan Mantri Grameen Awas Yojana in Pune district. The first installment of this scheme will also be distributed to 10 lakh beneficiaries in the state at the same time. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has emphasized that the new National Education Policy NEP has been designed to elevate India to a global level. Speaking at the 101st convocation of the University of Delhi in New Delhi, he highlighted that achieving the vision of a developed India by 2047 is possible through the widespread implementation of National Education Policy NEP 2020.
आज भारत की 60% आबादी युवाओं की है उसमें से ज्यादातर स्कूल एंड कॉलेजेस एंड यूनिवर्सिटी में रहते हैं प्रधानमंत्री जी की जो आह्वान है हमें अपना कर्तव्य निभाना है भारत को 2047 तक विकसित भारत में परिवर्तित करना है तब ये संभव हो पाएगा अगर दिल्ली विश्वविद्यालय के नेतृत्व में हम देश में राष्ट्रीय शिक्षा नीति को लागू कर पाएंगे
Mr. Pradhan praised Delhi University for its successful adoption of NEP 2020, expressing confidence that the university would play a key role in making Delhi a major knowledge hub in the future. The Pusa Krishi Vigyan Mela began in New Delhi today, showcasing latest seed varieties and technologies in the agriculture sector to farmers, students and other stakeholders. The theme of the three-day fair is Unnat Krishi Vikasit Bharat. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan inaugurated the event. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Chauhan said the government is continuously working in the field of agriculture to make India a developed nation by 2047.
प्रधानमंत्री जी का संकल्प है क्योंकि विकसित भारत विकसित खेती के बिना नहीं बन सकता, किसानों के आगे बढ़े बिना नहीं बन सकता। उस दिशा में प्रधानमंत्री जी के नेतृत्व में अनेकों कदम उठाए जा रहे हैं और उसी की एक कड़ी है ये किसान मेला। भारतीय कृषि अनुसंधान परिषद कई फसलों के लिए अच्छे बीज की किस्में तैयार करती है।
Mr. Chauhan highlighted the paramount importance of high-quality seeds, asserting that efforts must be made to ensure that the best seeds are swiftly accessible to farmers. The key attraction of the Krishi Vigyan Mela this year is the live demonstration of cutting-edge varieties and technologies developed by Indian Agricultural Research Institute. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta met Prime Minister Narendra Modi at his residence in the national capital today. Yesterday, Ms. Gupta had met President Draupadi Murmu at the Rashtrapati Bhavan and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar. President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen will be on a two-day visit to India from the 27th of this month. This will be President Leyen's third visit to India. The External Affairs Ministry said during the visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold delegation-level talks with President Ursula von der Leyen. The visit of President von der Leyen and the EU College of Commissioners will pave the way for further strengthening of bilateral relations. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. Indian and Pakistani armies have agreed to honour the ceasefire agreement of 2021 to maintain peace along the borders and explore measures to prevent future misunderstandings. The representatives of Indian and Pakistani armies held a brigade commander-level flag meeting in Jammu and Kashmir's Poonch district yesterday in an effort to de-escalate tension after several recent incidents of cross-border firing and an IED attack along the line of control and the international border. The meeting took place in the Chakandabagh crossing point in Poonch in a cordial atmosphere. Besides agreeing to uphold the ceasefire agreement renewed on the 25th of February in 2021, the two sides also agreed upon leveraging established communication channels to de-escalate tension. The Indian Army contingent, comprising 120 personnel, today left for the sixth edition of India-Japan joint military exercise Dharma Guardian. The exercise is scheduled to be conducted in the East Fuji Maneuver Training Area of Japan from tomorrow and will continue till the 9th of March. The aim of the exercise is to enhance interoperability between the two forces while undertaking joint urban warfare and counter-terrorism operations under UN mandate. In the US, the Donald Trump administration has fired the top general and Navy chief in a major upheaval of the country's military. President Donald Trump, in a social media post, announced that he was dismissing Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Charles Q. Brown and replacing him with Air Force Lieutenant General John Dan Razin Kane. Media reports said the move is significant as Kane is retired and is not a four-star general. The U.S. President also accused the Biden administration of passing over General Kane for promotion, despite him being highly qualified and respected to serve on the Joint Chiefs of Staff. This was followed by Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth releasing a statement announcing firing of the Chief of the U.S. Navy, Admiral Lisa Franchetti, and the Vice Chief of the Air Force, General James Slife. Notably, the federal law requires the President to pick the top military officers from the competent commands or the chiefs of the military services, all of which are four-star positions. But the law also allows the President to waive the requirement if such action is necessary in national interest. The Indian origin Kash Patel was officially sworn in as the ninth director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, in the U.S. He replaced Christopher Wray, who resigned at the conclusion of the Biden administration. President Donald Trump praised Patel, saying he will be the best ever in the role. Back home, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program at 11 a.m. on Akashvani tomorrow. It will be the 119th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, the AIR News website, and the News on AIR mobile app. Now news from the ongoing Mahakumbh Mela at Uttar Pradesh's Prayagraj. In view of the large influx of devotees expected at the grand event on the occasion of Mahashivratri on the 26th of this month, the Swarup Rani Nehru Hospital in Prayagraj has significantly increased the number of beds in its intensive care unit to 147, along with the expanded ICU capacity. Other emergency medical facilities have also been upgraded. This initiative is part of the Uttar Pradesh government's efforts to enhance health services during the Mahakumbh, ensuring timely medical care for the large influx of visitors. We have a report.
State-of-the-art health facilities are being provided in the Mahakumbh area to incoming devotees and local residents. According to Motilal Nehru Medical College media in charge, Dr. Santosh Singh, the SRN hospital, which once had only 52 ICU beds in 2017, now has 147 ICU beds. He said that this will be highly effective in dealing with any emergency medical situation during the Mahakumbh. Furthermore, trauma care and ventilator facility will be available 24/7. To further strengthen the health security, trauma care center has been endowed with state-of-the-art equipment including ventilators, monitoring systems and emergency medical teams that have been deployed for round-the-clock service. Crores of devotees are expected to come to the Mahakumbh on Mahashivratri. Full preparations are being made by the state government to deal with any emergency medical situation. With Abhishek Kapil, Adarsh for Akashvani News, Prayagraj.
The Delhi Police is celebrating its 78th Raising Day with a series of welfare initiatives, including drug awareness campaigns, blood donation drives, health camps and walkathons. The celebration, which began on the 16th of this month, is concluding today. On the occasion, a walkathon was held at Kartavya Path at India Gate in the national capital this morning with an aim to unite against drug abuse and to promote a healthier drug-free Delhi. Delhi Commissioner of Police Sanjay Arora, Olympic silver medalist Ravi Kumar Dahiya and Arjuna Awardee and wrestling champion Sarita Moore flagged off the walkathon. Talking to reporters, Ravi Kumar Dahiya urged everyone to stay away from drugs.
मैं दिल्ली पुलिस का बहुत धन्यवाद करना चाहूंगा कि आपकी जो मुहिम है वाकई में काबिले तारीफ है मैं सबको यही दूंगा कि आप नशे से दूर रहें और नशे से दूर रहना ही सबसे जरूरी चीज है उसके बाद आपकी जो भी फील्ड हो आप उस पे एक अच्छे तरीके से काम कर पाओगे अगर आप नशे में हो तो आप चाहे कोई भी फील्ड हो आप तंग रहोगे और आपकी वजह से जो समाज है वो दुखी रहेगा
स्पीकिंग ऑन द ओकेजन सरिता मोर अप्लॉडेड द एफर्ट्स ऑफ द दिल्ली पुलिस एंड अर्ज्ड द यूथ टू स्टे अवे फ्रॉम ड्रग एडिक्शन टू रिमेन हेल्थी
खेलों से जुड़ो स्वस्थ रहें जो आज की जो युवा पीढ़ी है नशे की तरफ बढ़ रही है तो उनको यही मैसेज देना चाहूंगी कि अपने आप को स्वस्थ रहे स्वस्थ तब हम तब रहेंगे तब हम पसीना निकालेंगे एक पॉजिटिव माहौल भी बनता है और नशे से भी दूर होते तो यही है मेरी युवाओं से कि नशे से दूर रहें और देश का नाम रोशन करें
In athletics, Gulveer Singh scripted history by making an Asian record in men's 5,000-meter indoor race at the BU Terrier DMR Challenge in Boston. Singh became the first Indian to break the 13-minute barrier in the event. He clocked an astonishing 12 minutes 59.77 seconds, a performance that not only sets a new national record for India, but also establishes a new Asian 5,000-meter short track record. With the feat, Gulveer has qualified for World Championship 2025 to be held in Tokyo in September. In cricket, Australia will take on England in the Group B clash of ICC Men's Champions Trophy in Lahore in a short while from now. The match is scheduled to begin at 2:30 p.m. Indian time. In Women's Premier League cricket, UP Warriors will take on Delhi Capitals in Bengaluru this evening. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to be guest of honour at Mauritius National Day celebrations next month. Mauritius Prime Minister terms it a great privilege for his country. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan asserts new national education policy designed to elevate India to a global level. Three-day Pusa Krishi Vigyan Mela begins in New Delhi. Indian and Pakistani armies agree to honour 2021 ceasefire agreement to maintain peace along borders in Jammu and Kashmir. In the U.S., Donald Trump administration fires top U.S. general and Navy chief in major shake-up in military leadership. In athletics, Gulveer Singh scripts history by making Asian record in men's 5,000-meter indoor race at BU Terrier DMR Challenge in Boston. And with that, we end the midday news.